Previously on the Solitude of Nerdom podcast.
Who loves orange soda? Kale loves orange soda. Is it true? Is it true? Oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh. I do.
And now, the MuzzKillBlog.com proudly presents the Solitude of Nerdom podcast, brought to you by the MuzzKill Blog Store. Bienvenue a la Soledad des Nerdom podcast, Or, otherwise, welcome to the Solitude of Nerdom podcast, episode 6.
That was French.
That was awesome.
Very French.
It was very French. Puts me in the mood for French fries.
French fries.
French toast.
French toast.
A French horn. French kissing.
French horn?
No, horn.
Oh, okay.
Kissing is later in the dark.
Because, you know, she has to know that I'm not there. Because she's just going to pretend I'm someone else.
I'm totally just imagining that he's Channing Tatum.
Wow, that hurts.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm not Magic Mike.
No.
Ew.
No.
No.
You can't say ew.
I do not.
Oh my god, I want to just touch Channing Tatum. I want a great cheese on his ass.
I think the weirdest thing about you, Laura, is that everybody and their grandmother liked Magic Mike and you refuse to see this movie.
I do not want to see Channing Tatum dance around like a fucking stripper. I want to see him in a hot fucking military role or in the vow. That shit's sexy. When you become a dude in fucking black pants with a bow tie that looks all half retarded. No.
Let me tell you who black pants and a bow tie work for.
Who?
James motherfucking Bond.
James.
He was in black pants and a bow tie. I can't deny that shit.
I want to go see male strippers at some point, but never him. For some reason. I don't know what it is.
So is it just the fact that it would take away the fantasy of what Channing Tatum is?
Basically.
I see.
And speaking of taking away fantasies, welcome again to this episode of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast. It's been way too long, 2 weeks. Life has happened. We'll explain what has gone on in the last 2 weeks for all of us. My name is Richard Pruitt. Sitting in front of me is Chris. My special helmet is made out of Nerf Knights.
Oh, God. That is true.
It is very true. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I have had one hell of a week. And
the chair is really sticky this week.
Actually, the chair has been vacant for the last several days.
He has moved to the couch.
I don't
he
own a couch.
He finally got the blow up doll.
I don't. That makes my third one in the collection. Anyway, I've had a good time. I've actually gotten out of the freaking apartment.
Let me ask you a question on the blow up doll thing.
Yeah. It's true. One of them is actually Asian. Yes.
If you pop inside the blow up doll and the blow up doll pops at the same time, does it just go everywhere? Is it like a Jackson Pollock
over
painting?
There, over there, and up there?
Well, I consider it to be one of the best orgasms that blow up doll ever had.
Sadly, it'll be her last.
Actually, I came with a patch kit.
Wow. And sitting next to me is Laura, the world's worst hopscotch player, Ashcraft.
Wow! Hey, the crutch is right here. I can't beat you.
I like to refer to her crutch as her pimp cane.
It's really a neat one. We're going to paint it gold and put diamonds on it later.
I can't wait to see her drink from a goblet.
That's going to be funny.
Swag. Bitches, I got swag. Yeah.
The only thing that's going to be missing from that is the little hat with the horns coming out of it.
You're about as black as Michael Jackson.
Dude.
Shall we call you Dolomite?
Dolomite!
Now I'm just going to fucking be Nicki Minaj and like Asian and black or whatever the fuck that bitch has got going on. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Blazing!
Bees in the trap! Bees in the trap!
Alright, so the last 2 weeks we've gone through some stuff, but before we get to those stories,
yep,
let's talk about the sponsors of this here little show.
We have sponsors?
We do.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Wow.
Yes, we had to suck their dicks to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Not me, man.
Not me. That was all you.
Actually, it was you. The Buzzkill Long Store! Right now, if you go there, you can pick up one of our awesome t-shirts. You can pick up... our Team Charlie shirts. Just in time for the new Twilight movie, where it's Screw Team Jacob. Screw Team Edward. Be Team Charlie.
Team Charlie is awesome.
And if you don't know who Charlie is, it's Bella's dad. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a little bit. Or you can pick up our It's 420 Somewhere t-shirts.
It's a good shirt.
Or you can pick up our WWATD shirt. And Laura, what does that shirt mean?
Show me that smile again.
Wow, she butchered that joke.
I
she
did.
Went right to the ending. She's like, that's like, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what my sex life is like. That's it. Going right to the end. Climax, I'm out.
Well, at least she gets hers.
I don't even know what to say right now.
And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the history of the world, a woman is speechless.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
WWATD stands for What Would Alan Thicke Do?
You and apparently.
He would say, show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Thank you. And we also have a second sponsor.
We do?
Yes, but first of all, you can go to thebuzzkillblog.com and click on the right corner where you see the Team Charlie t-shirt and pick up any one of those shirts from the Buzzkill Blog store.
Absolutely.
We also have a second sponsor.
Yep.
www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor.
Right?
Yes.
This is actually a great store.
You can pick up anything from mouse pads to coffee cups. The shirts to infant wear. Yep. You can even
keychains,
buttons. You can even put your dog in some of our shit. That is awesome.
This is a great story. And as always, I think we still have the cancers.
The breast cancer stuff is up. It's going to go. It's going to stay up. We're going to do a lot more stuff for charity. Stuff to keep coming. Keep eyes on the site because we've got some cool stuff in the works.
Yeah.
So those are our two sponsors. Let's talk about what's going on today's show.
Uh-huh.
Today's show, we're debuting a lot of new stuff.
And it's going to be good.
It's going to be so fun.
Today's show is like going to get a new car and it has that smell. We have the new podcast smell today.
That's right.
We are debuting our new segment called Chris vs. Laura, where Chris and Laura will combat in a game. Today's game is entitled, Where's Timmy's Penis?
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know.
If
you guys have read the website before, you know of a writer by the name of Stick Figure Dan.
Yep.
He hates everybody with a passion, including me and you.
Right.
Dan has submitted a poem for us to read now.
Wait, we said we think about, we think, we told them in, look. In the meeting, we said we would think about showcasing one of his poems. We didn't say yes or no.
It's Dan. You can't tell him no or he will kill you.
Oh, shit.
Dan's the highest paid writer we have.
That is true.
Yeah.
We should let him have his 15 seconds of fame.
This is true. 15 seconds.
Dan's getting paid?
Speaking of getting paid, you will find out if Chris is going to get paid for this episode a little bit later. We're also debuting another new bit called What If. Now, I know you've had those debates with your friends where you're just like, what if? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And if you've seen the site yesterday, you've seen our first What If actual written piece.
Right.
Today, we're doing What If on the show. Why the fuck not? It could be fun. We're going to try it out. And also, as always, we end the show the same way with the news that didn't make news, that should have been news, blah, 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 news.
News.
Yeah.
All right. So, the past week, we've got to learn. It's been hectic for all three of us.
Yeah, it really has. It's been
life
crazy.
Has happened.
Yep, it's been hell.
First of all, I want to send a shout out. This is actually something that happened to us a couple of weeks ago, week and a half ago. We didn't get the chance to do the show last week
because
I was gone. I will explain that story in just a little bit. But we got a letter from what's the word I'm looking for? From a military group?
I would say from a military base.
Well, they're
from a battalion, maybe?
Room of Italians is probably a better word. Platoon.
Well, that's what they're
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That's the wrong movie.
You know what? That
I love Platoon, by the way.
Don't cheapen the moment.
They love us. we got one of my friends who is still stationed over in Iraq and Afghanistan at this moment. And has started reading the website on a regular basis. And his friends over there, his brothers and sisters in arms, have started reading the site and keeping up with the podcast as well. We want to send you guys a special shout-out since Veterans Day was this past week.
Yep,
we want to send a special shout-out and thank you for serving our country.
Absolutely.
Thank you for supporting us, and we support you just as much as you support us.
Absolutely. Right. We're glad that we can make you laugh.
And especially in a time of craziness.
Right.
We thank you all. And exactly. Anybody who has served, thank you for giving up possibly your life
exactly.
to defend our freedom so we can come out and talk about stupid
shit like this.
Yes, on this show. Now, with that being said, Chris,
yep.
I've heard a great thing about you this week.
Oh, God.
I've heard.
No.
Since this Friday is the return. This Friday, Breaking Dawn Part 2 will be in the theaters. And we are all excited for that. But not as much as you are.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, I am being dragged. Not Friday. I am being dragged Thursday. I shouldn't say that. I'm being dragged Thursday to see the final Twilight movie.
We record this show like a little bit early.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you think this is live, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah. We don't have time for a live show. Anyway, I mean, with all the things I do.
Like getting stuck to that chair.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing.
And your Craigslist hookers.
And my Craigslist hookers.
And the hookers on the corner.
And the
down on the corner.
And the blow up dolls.
And out the street.
And your mother.
How many times do I have to have this conversation with you, Laura? I do not touch his mother.
My mother.
Not what she said.
Oh, Christ, I knew she would talk. Anyway,
my mother's not a whore. She doesn't get paid.
Anyway, yes, I'm going to the Twilight. My wonderful, wonderful girlfriend is taking me to Twilight on Thursday. She's already got our tickets.
Wonderful, I mean, wonderful she is. So we are so excited. Going.
Laura's actually excited about the movie, and guess who doesn't have to go?
This guy. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, she called me, and we're going, and I think what I'm more scared about than anything is I'm actually going to like these movies. I think that's what the scariest part of it is that I'm actually going to love the storyline. And that's a horrible thing to say.
Is it secretly to go that you just are going to enjoy guys who... Fuck off!
At least you're a good boyfriend, you're going.
I
never even was asked!
We're going.
No, you weren't asked, brother. You were told. I don't think you have much of a choice.
Yeah, there you are.
You still like having sex with me?
You're
gonna fucking go. That's the way it works.
If I have to go watch Twilight, you have to give me your butt.
Okay.
You heard it here first! I'm getting butt sick.
Yeah, it works. All right,
because of Twilight.
Just make sure you don't use any, like, olive oil.
Yeah, no.
You'll find out a little bit about that later on in the show.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, I gotta say, I'm looking forward to spending time with my girl at the movie theater. It's not something we do all the time.
It's a dark corner.
It is a dark corner. Her sister's gonna be there.
Okay, she can watch.
Funny. Anyway.
Let me give you fair warnings about the Twilight premieres.
Well, go on, I'm listening.
Okay, fair warnings. Number one is there's going to be a lot of teen girls in there screaming at the screen when Jacob or Edward come onto it.
Twihard.
We like to refer to them as in your future as Twihards. Yes.
God.
Number two.
Yeah.
It will get a little crazy because they will be like cheering throughout the entire movie, and there will be, you know. I think grown women in their 40s crying. I'm going to go ahead and let you warn that. Yeah.
Everyone in the theater will probably be wearing a shirt that has something to do with Twilight or carrying the book. I've seen people walking into the theater with all the books or a book from the series into their hand.
What are you going to do with a book in a movie?
What are you going to do? That's not in the book.
I've seen it happen. I took my wand at the Harry Potter premiere.
But that's different.
That's like buying a bag of Chips Ahoy and just going through and seeing if they have 1,000 chips.
Well, I've seen it happen. It's like any Star Wars. It's like anybody who loves Star Wars dressing up as Boba Fett or Darth Vader.
Carrying a lightsaber. Everyone dresses as Boba Fett.
Well, that's because Boba Fett's like the most loved character. The guy has maybe, 10 minutes in each movie and he's still like the biggest hero?
You know why? Because no one knows what the fuck he looks like.
And I know. That's why. Could be anything under there. But I mean, why? Okay, I mean, I can understand T-shirts. I can understand Twilight T-shirts. I can understand Twilight charm bracelets. I can understand all the Twilight stuff, posters and shit like that. But why? Why on earth would you want to take a Twilight book? I mean, and you're right.
To a movie.
My friend took the book with her.
What?
And she had it open like she knew what the fuck was happening, and I'm like, what is this, the Bible?
So is it
so, and also...
And the Lord said vampires will sparkle.
So
do you guys know that they have a dildo that's literally formed after Edward? It sparkles. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Speaking of which, wait a minute.
We're talking about a dildo that's like formed out of his dick?
No.
It's white and it sparkles.
It's for lonely teenagers and mothers, whatever they're
and it sparkles. So I bet you there are going to be some girls that carry that into the movie theater.
We have to get that for our headquarters. Why?
If you become a Twihard, I'm getting you the Edward butt plug.
There's a fucking Twilight blow dryer and straightener. I'm not even kidding. I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow dry my hair with Edward today.
Well, I have seen Twilight makeup. It's out there.
Yeah.
Well, that makeup is out there.
It's scary how many things they marketed off of that.
Just for anybody that's going to go see the movie and has listened to this show and they haven't gone yet, spoiler alert, Bella becomes a vampire.
Yeah. I just ruined the whole fucking movie. this is where it was going anyway. I think anybody who's watched these movies already knows that Bella's going that way.
I read the book. I read the book, and I love the book. The movies are not so good because of Kristen Stewart's popular...
O-face.
Just her O-face of like, I have no emotion.
That's what I've heard.
To quote Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, NERD!
I took my wand to the Harry Potter premiere. Okay?
Well, and as much as I'm not a Harry Potter fan, and I'm not, I have respect for the people who do love him.
I'm going to make him watch all of them.
Yeah, I get to make fun of you later.
Here's the upside, though. At least there's a dark side to Harry Potter, and not to these freaking Twilight stories.
I have them on Blu-ray, too, so it's going to be like, the experience, Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, my week.
Go ahead.
Because nothing really happened with her.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You were waiting for Black Ops 2 to come out.
I was.
That's pretty much it.
And the problem is she doesn't own it yet.
Yeah, no, she has not got it in her hands because she's been spending time with us.
And I'm sad because I would much rather be playing that fucking game than spending time with these two fuckers right now.
And that's why you're not getting to talk anymore on this segment.
That makes me sad.
It does.
Well, I actually like you. He's an asshole.
Oh.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E.
That makes me
Hey,
sad.
You can sell Hooked on Phonics. Good for you!
Hold on a second. Hooked on Phonics didn't work for me. Gwen Stefani worked for me.
It's banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. All right, so my week, why we didn't do a show last week, I got to go on a four-hour trip. And I want to send a shout-out to the Hoxie High School football team.
Three-hour tour.
I want to send my shout-out to the Hoxie football Mustangs for a wonderful season and making me part of it. And it was awesome. I'm a huge sports nut. High school football is awesome. I don't even care.
Yeah, high school football is awesome. I was actually there for the game. It was
Friday
good.
Night Lights. They went to their playoff game last week in Lamar, Arkansas, which is, by the way, in the middle of butt-fuck nowhere.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's Lamar like?
I mean, if you really want me to tell you something, how can I explain this? Do you remember that town in, what's that vampire movie?
Which one?
There's
like several vampire films
it's a
now.
Newer film. And they go all psycho and they're killing people. I don't know if it's vampires.
Is it 30 Days of Night?
No, it's... Okay, it's like a small town that people would just... They're going to kill you.
Oh,
It reminds me... Okay, I know what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the town in Children of the Corn.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a creepy-ass town.
That's a little scary, actually.
And we get there, and you know how field goal posts are set up now? I mean, they're like up higher and new. Right. They had the old school ones that are set up like in the end zone still.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking old here. But the trip itself sucked balls. I'm in a car with five women.
Uh-huh.
All right, so one guy, five women.
Which some people would think was awesome, but in this case, no.
Not when you're related to all five of them.
He's related to them, so he doesn't get to have any fun ever.
Right. So if you're in a car with a bunch of women in a long period of trip, odds are that these women are going to have to pee. And I was, I don't know, I want someone to Google map this, okay? I get to Searcy, Arkansas, which is a bigger town, has a Walmart distribution center. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, Searcy's awesome.
Harding Academy, or Harding University
there. Harding University's there, yeah.
And I had to pee. And had to hold it to Russellville, Arkansas, which is a good 3 hours away.
Wow.
Because they would not stop. These women have the bladder of steel. All right? These women have superpowers that I did not know existed.
Here is my question. How much did you drink?
I had half.
On said trip?
Okay. Before the trip,
that's not a good question.
I got woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning to make 4 batches of brownies.
Dear good Lord.
I turned into Betty fucking Crocker.
Nine o'clock in the morning.
Well, depending on how much butter you use, you could have been Paula Deen.
Oh,
butter, y'all!
Oh, we used a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many tubs of butter did we go through?
We went through 8 sticks of butter.
Look at his face. We're talking about butter and his mouth is watering.
Yeah, his mouth just started watering.
He's like, yeah. Butter.
Damn you.
So, we're making the brownies for the football team for the trip.
Butter my popcorn, baby.
I'm going to butter your bread. So, we make the brownies for the football team to go on the trip. And, I mean, I was excited. We're pumped up. I mean, it's cool. I'm going to write a letter to the team eventually. You can catch it on the website. These guys are some of the coolest kids you'll ever meet. And I will say this. Out of anybody I've ever met, the biggest heart among 40 people that I've ever seen. But you get up at 9 o'clock to make brownies, so right. To wake yourself up, you have half a pot of coffee.
Okay.
So I have not peed yet.
Just half a pot of coffee?
Half a pot of coffee. And then I had half a gallon of sweet tea.
Okay, now, first off...
Wow.
First off, any southern man would tell you that was wrong.
You should have brought the friggin' pitcher with you and pissed in it while you're going.
Not to mention, I had a 20-ounce Pepsi.
Oh, God, that's
smart. Yeah, should have brought the pitcher.
So, when I hit Searcy, apparently my bladder turned into a 14-year-old girl, or the bladder of a chihuahua, going, hey, I gotta pee. And so now to make things worse, we get to Russellville.
Okay.
I have mentioned the fact that now I have to piss like a Russian racehorse. And we cannot find a place to eat. We get fucking lost.
Oh, God.
That is awesome.
And guess what we decided to hit on the way to get lost?
What?
Speed bumps.
Yay! That is the worst thing ever.
My bladder is bouncing up and down like a Dunkin' yo-yo.
Okay, the question that I have for you, let me stop you for a second. Why did you even say, look, just pull over to the side of the road? And
that's what I said.
I will whip it out.
Because I have respect for the 5 women in the vehicle.
So get behind the car and make them cover their eyes.
No.
Or you could pull a Nancy Bot one and just piss in a fucking thing, like a cup.
Let me tell you, I could not do that because sitting next to me was an underage girl.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of changes things.
Yeah, well, I guess. Really?
It's weird, okay? I have to have a faucet running to pee. Now,
that's a secret.
My newest, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about doing after this.
Good. Weakness.
Weakness. So if anybody, if any supervillains are out there, they want to know my weakness.
Go turn on the water faucet and run away.
Unhook the water. And, so we're so we can't find a bathroom. Okay, so number two, we get lost and we turn this corner and guess what's sitting right fucking in front of us?
Cop?
No, goddamn Lake Dardanelle.
Yay! Because you needed to see water.
Yeah, and not just
right then.
And guess what? We go over the bridge. It's going over the lake.
And all you can think about is running water.
The only song that goes.
Look, he has to pee right now.
Do you know what song went through my head?
What?
Don't go chasing
waterfalls.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
That's fucking typical, man.
He was pissed.
I was pissed. So, to make things even better, they're trying to find a fucking Ruby Tuesdays to eat.
What?
Ruby Tuesdays is good now, man.
It is awesome,
but
actually.
But you're not going to find a Ruby Tuesdays out there.
Yeah, there's Russellville.
Yeah.
Russellville has a college.
So, did you get to Russellville?
Okay, we're in Russellville. They get lost in Russellville trying to find a place to eat.
Right.
We ended up finally stopping at a Dixie Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you have ever been to Dixie.
I've been to Dixie, yeah, and it sucks. The one here in Jonesboro sucks.
The one at Paragold's really good, but that has nothing to do with this. They have something really cool on their menu that nowhere else has.
What is it?
Fried corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That is amazing. I want some of that.
So the first thing I do is I go to the bathroom.
Thank God.
And we get, and I'm like, all right, I'm done. I order sweet tea, order two glasses. We get back in the car. I gotta fucking pee again.
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean to tell me you went through all of that only to get back in the car
and I have to pee again?
So you are such a girl.
So I get to
you just be like eyeshadow right now.
So we get to the
have some.
I've got some in the bathroom.
Get to the football game. I go pee again. I have a bottle of water because I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. We're yelling them on. Great game. And guess what?
You gotta pee.
We get back in the car again.
You gotta piss.
And I gotta pee. And this time we don't stop from Lamar to Phoebe, which is 2.5 hours.
So why didn't you say?
I gotta pee.
No, here's the deal. If you say I have to pee around 5 women who don't have to pee,
they're gonna be like, fuck you, I don't care.
So
it's to get back at the male element when we say we're not.
Yeah, I have done that on road trips, and I have to say it is pretty funny. So I applaud the girls in the car for doing that to you because you deserve it.
So I have a new rule in life. If I ever go on a road trip,
You're going to pee directly in the seat.
No. I've invested in one of two things.
What's that?
The sports pee bag, which you set on your leg, and you can piss just
into
the
it.
Bag.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to call Diaper Girl and ask her to borrow one of her diapers.
That'll work. Yes.
Because you guys made fun of me so hardcore, I'm a little sad now. I think it's time to turn the tables just a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, goody.
Chris versus Laura!
As you can guess by the new intro, we have a new bit here on the Solitude of Nerdom podcast. I know I'm excited. What about the two of you?
Yay!
Wow. You guys sound about as excited as two kids getting ready to go to reform school.
Because we know what's going to happen.
I'm more excited about going to reform school.
All right. Yeah. So this bit is called Chris versus Laura. And...
Chris versus Ivana?
Laura!
Oh, Laura.
Laura!
Laura.
Humiliation.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Laura!
I got it. Okay.
And this is where Chris will battle Laura in intelligence, wit, and sleuthing skills.
I don't get it.
You guys are going to be playing a game.
Oh, a game. Okay.
Yay,
game. And this game is very near and dear to my heart.
Is it?
Oh,
yes.
Good Lord.
Near and dear to your heart is it?
Today's game is Where's Timmy's Penis?
I've heard of that show.
Yes. Where's Timmy's Penis? And now, ladies and gentlemen, to explain the rules of Where's Timmy's Penis and to host the rest of this segment, let's give a round of applause to Big Dick Thick. It's time to play Where's Timmy's new game show, Where's Timmy's Penis? Are you guys ready to play Where's Timmy's Penis?
Sure.
Let me tell you the rules of Where's Timmy's Penis. Timmy will give you a clue on the location of where his penis is today. You will give us a guess, and then Timmy will let you know that you're probably wrong. And then Timmy will give another clue, and then you'll be wrong again. And by the end of the show, if you're right, which I doubt you will be, you will win a 12-carat silver replica of Timmy's penis!
Awesome!
Yay!
I have an extra place on my mantle.
Timmy, are you ready to give the first clue here on Where's Timmy's Penis?
Sure.
Timmy, what is the first clue here on Where's Timmy's Penis?
It's short.
Timmy's penis is short. Chris Knight, what is your first guess on Where's Timmy's Penis?
I say inside of an exhaust pipe.
Chris Knight says your penis is inside of an exhaust pipe. Timmy, is he correct?
No. I ride a Razor scooter.
Timmy's penis is not an exhaust pipe. Laura, what is your asinine guess to where's the location of Timmy's penis?
Wait a second. I'm short. It's not me, is it? Oh, wait. My toes just curled.
Timmy, is your penis inside Laura?
No. I have standards.
Timmy's penis is not inside Laura! Timmy, give us the second clue on where's the location of your penis!
It has a home.
Timmy's penis is not homeless! Laura, what is your second guess here on where's Timmy's penis? But you're probably going to be wrong.
Is it inside your mother's mouth?
Timmy, is your penis inside my mother's mouth?
Not today, Dick. Not today.
Timmy's penis is not inside my mother's mouth! Timmy, meet me after the show! Chris Knight, what is your guess on where's the location of Timmy's penis?
Well, I thought long and hard about this, and I think I'm going to go with a hot dog bun.
Timmy, is your penis inside a hot dog bun?
No, it's not kosher.
Timmy's penis is not inside a hot dog bun! Timmy, what is the third location, third clue of where the location is of your penis?
It's in a dark place.
Timmy's penis is in a dark place! Chris Knight, what is your guess on the location of Timmy's penis?
On the dark side of the moon?
Timmy, is your penis on the dark side of the moon?
Fuck Pink Floyd.
Timmy is not a fan of really crappy music!
That's harsh, man.
Laura, what is your guess on the location of Timmy's penis?
Is it inside the closet with Richard?
Timmy, is your penis inside the closet with Richard?
No, my penis has a tan.
Timmy's penis is not in the closet anymore! Timmy, what is the final location clue on where's Timmy's penis?
It's hard.
Timmy's penis is in a location where it's hard. Laura, what is your final guess on where's Timmy's penis?
Is it in the icebox?
Timmy, is your penis in the icebox?
No, I don't know Hannibal Lecter.
Timmy's penis is not in the icebox! You're a dumbass! Chris Knight, what is your final guess on the location of Timmy's penis?
God,
he cannot help you now!
Inside a coffin.
Timmy, is your penis inside a coffin?
This guy's really weird.
Timmy's penis is not inside a coffin! You, sir, fail! Timmy, tell us where the location of your penis is!
It's short, it has a home, it's hard, and it's in a dark place. My penis is where you condense your cares away. Worry for another day.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Let the music play.
Down in Fraggle Rock! That is where my penis is! Timmy's penis is in Fraggle Rock!
Oh, that's
thank
good.
You for playing Where's Timmy's Penis?
Really, guys? Wow. Wow, guys. Wow.
And he's calling me a sick guy and his dick's in Fraggle Rock.
That's sick. That's wrong.
I'm not even know.
And now for a poem by Stick Figure Dan.
I bent a girl over a futon for some nookie.
I went to give her a rim job, but she smelt like a sugar cookie. She was in a hurry, so she wanted to rush. When I was done with her, I gave her anal cavity a Route 44 men slush. What if God was one of us? What if you cared? What if the storm ends? What if God smoked cannabis? Alright, so have you been sitting around with your friends on that lonely Saturday night? I know you have, because your chair is still sticky.
Yes, well, yeah. What do you expect?
And you're having that conversation with your group of friends, and it turns into this giant what-if conversation. What if this happened, and it triggered all these events?
Oh, I love those.
What if is a great question. It's just a fun question.
So, yesterday we put up a piece on the website called What If, which we're going to do writing versions. However, we thought the podcast needed a what if.
Yay!
Yeah, so the big what if is, what if this actually works?
Yeah.
That's what we're going for now.
And if it fails, we're blaming the Roku box.
Damn right.
The Roku box is fucked.
Roku box is fucked.
All right, so here's how this is going to work. Chris wrote a what if for Laura.
I did.
Laura wrote a what if for me, and I wrote a what if for Chris.
And that's great.
So we don't know what they are. I have all three in my hands right now.
Let's do it.
Yay.
I'm ready.
And in random order.
Terrified.
In random order, I'm going to pull out one of the envelopes.
Oh,
we don't know which
boy.
One it's going to be.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
All right. It's Laura's what if.
Oh, this is a good one. I wrote it.
Laura, your what if is.
Oh, great. Chris wrote it. I'm done.
Yeah, Chris wrote this.
I wrote this one, and it's unpleasurably bad.
All right, you ready?
Thank you.
I love you.
Ready?
I love you, too.
All right. The what if is, what if Batman rocked your world?
Yes. That would be awesome.
I knew it would be.
All I'm gonna say.
I knew it would be.
Na 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 na. Panties drop.
I actually had to say that I almost put what if Alfred rocked the world. Then I thought, no, that's just too creepy. So go for it. Tell us what if Batman rocked the world.
Yeah.
I'd just be terrified his cape would like get wrapped around me somehow, and I would be trapped in some awkward position.
So interesting. I didn't know Batman read 50 Shades of Grey.
I mean, I knew Batman was a tough guy, and I knew that you know he cheats the criminals pretty badly. But I mean, is he really dominant? Is he dominant? I mean, I can't. I think this would turn me off though if he was like, "Hey, Laura."
I don't think I can take it seriously if he talked. I'd just be like, don't talk.
Wait.
Don't talk ever.
I'm going to rock your world.
You know, we should ask our own resident Batman this sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it like having sex?
Yeah.
So, do you think you could actually, legitimately have sex with a guy in the bat suit?
No, I'm sorry, I could not do it.
What if it's a onesie?
I would start laughing.
No!
What if it's Velcro and he just goes...
What if it's the George Clooney one and you can play with the bat nipples?
Oh!
Kinky!
I mean, I can see it now, Laura. He pulls up in his Batmobile and whisks you away to the Batcave. And hits
but
you with
first he had to knock her out with the bat knockout spray. Otherwise known as chloroform.
You get back to the cave and Robin's watching in the corner.
Oh,
wow. Boy wonder this is how it's done.
You see this? This is how you do it.
What? Oh, and you hear from the corner, oh, Batman, that's what it looks like.
Wow, that's how it's done? Batman, I didn't know.
This is how we do it.
Holy Trojan condom, Batman.
Holy pull out. All right. I think that's... So, if Batman rocked your world, you would be completely fine with it, yes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, so I would laugh, but I would be cool.
Could you not see a boner in those pants? And the tights just start...
Hey,
like, yeah.
That was a good what if. Our what ifs are going to be like that.
Our what ifs are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So the next what if is.
Is it mine?
Yeah. It's Richard's. Here, let me have
you read it. I'm going to read it.
Wait, Chris can't read. Hold on a second.
I can read.
The little black cow.
We got it hooked on phonics last weekend.
Hook it on phonics. All right, here we go. You ready? Wow. All right. You can tell Laura has neat handwriting.
I can actually read this, folks. You would be surprised.
And I'm left-handed, so I'm very surprised you can read it.
Here we go. This is cool. What if Richard couldn't rant ever? Couldn't rant. Specify that as could not
ever
rant.
Would you like to know what the show would sound like if I couldn't rant?
I'm
if I couldn't rant ever, let me tell you what my life would be like.
Ben Stein.
I'm listening. Oh, I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, this would probably be the quietest show ever.
That is the only dead air you will ever experience on this show, ever.
That was a pretty good rant. I like that one.
That was good.
That was good. What if? A very, very good one. I got to tell you.
Wow. All right. That was simple.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was awesome.
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't rant for a long period of time.
You would become a major bitch.
I can see you breaking out the man pants a hell of a lot more than just once and not once a month. I mean, that, you know.
Also, man pants. Made by Menties. The panties for men.
Oh, God.
Once a week, you'd be wearing the panties. And
well,
the
I'll tell you, it would be easier. I will say this. It would be easier to have a conversation with you.
On a lot of things.
I don't scream in my conversation.
You scream. You overpower everyone all the time.
It's not a bad thing. You just gotta stop every once in a while.
It's because I'm a man, baby. I just pulled my pack.
Oh, my God. Remember you skipped.
What's the manliest thing a guy can do? That's right. Dance around a pool table while listening to the 1980s classic. Mickey.
I have a picture of that.
All right. Oh, God. Our final what if is Chris's what if.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this ought to... Oh, crap. That's right. We hadn't done mine yet. I thought we were done.
All right, Chris. Yes. Your what if is...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Look at the look on his face. I love the look on his face.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who didn't know this, Richard actually wrote this one.
This is my what if.
This is going to be scary.
And awesome. I'm peeing my pants at this moment. Go.
Oh, get on the floor.
What if Captain Kirk and Dr. Spock were television's first gay love couple?
Oh, you're going to get us killed. There's going to be a Trekkie with a red light laser. And, oh, God.
And they're probably from New Mexico.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my
God.
So
what if James T. Kirk and Dr. Spock got it on?
Well, I tell you, I'm not exactly sure to go with this. Oh, God.
That is just...
Well, I mean, could you imagine...
Wow.
I mean, could you imagine their pillow talk? Let's be honest. You know, you got Spock sitting there talking logically while Captain Kirk is all business about everything. I mean, come on, we're talking about a guy who would rather shoot first. Ask questions later. I mean, Spock would be like, I mean, can you hear Spock saying, that is not logical to put there. I mean, come on, Spock, let's get it on.
Get it on.
You know what's going to happen that
night? But here's the problem. There is a threesome in this because Dr. McCoy would be sitting in the corner going, God damn it, Jim, that's not right.
Why shock Spock when you can Spock him?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
This is not an easy one because I don't know what to say to that.
So think about it. During when they blow, think about it. If when Spock gets kidnapped,
oh God!
In Star Trek 3,
Star Trek 3, he's not kidnapped. He's dead.
Which one is he kidnapped in?
He's not kidnapped at all.
He's dead.
There's an episode where his brain is kidnapped.
His brain.
Which one was
his
it?
Brain.
Which one? The one where they explode the ship.
And Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock. It's where
right.
He's dead. Right.
Okay. So what if in that one, you just see the tears start flowing down from James T. Kirk's eyes going, I lost my one and only love.
Well, first of all, you did it wrong, but...
Yeah, I'm not...
I mean, yeah, I know, you're not Kirk. Anyway, well, if you really, if you look at it from that point of view, you could say at the very end of Star Trek III, Spock and Kirk did, in fact, share a small gay moment. Just a small gay moment. In which they were looking at each other, and it was they were like, oh my god, I'm so glad you're back.
Spock in red.
But I mean, wow. if they're having, but if you're talking about like coitus, if you're having sex, if Kirk and Spock were having coitus, I think it would be interesting to hear Kirk shout at the top of him at the top of coming while he's in Spock's rear, going phasers on stun. followed up by not the O face, but the con face, which would just be
con.
So if
I can't even breathe right now.
So I mean, I think in many ways it would be funny as hell, but it would also be a very loving and gentle. It would be very loving and a very gentle. I mean, could you see them cuddling up on the couch watching Space Vids?
Oh, so it's like you two. It'd be like you two. The way that you are.
Well, we have another what if.
And now,
one more what if.
That's it.
The other what if.
Oh, God.
There's another one?
There's another one. It's kind of directed towards me and the BuzzkillBlog.com itself. And the what if is, what if Chris Knight actually got paid for this episode?
By the way, you mentioned it. Am I getting paid for this episode or not?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I've got good news, and I've got bad news.
Oh, shit.
What do you want to know first?
At this point, good news would work.
The good news is the cookies were fantastic.
Ah. And the bad news is?
You're not getting paid.
Son of a bitch. Why? What the hell? What do you have a problem with paying me for? What?
Because your paycheck is going to Facebook fan number 99!
Number 99?
Number 99.
Who's number 99?
So right now, if you go to thebuzzkillblog.com and go to the top bar and look for Facebook fan page, you click, you go to our little corner of Facebook.
Right.
And on the book of face, you scroll down and you see who our 99 fan is. And our 99 fan is Laura Ashcraft.
What? What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Your paycheck's going to Laura.
I mean it.
I am gonna. That's
I
it.
I mean it.
I'm done.
What? Wait.
I'm
no,
I, no.
No. You gotta at least stay around till after the holidays.
I need it anyway because I have to buy his Christmas present.
Yes. And what about my Christmas present? What about me?
Lumps of coal. It's now time for the news. Is it big news? It should have been news. Blah, blah, blah. News.
News.
World's worst barbershop trio. Hands down right there. All right. So our first story comes to us from the great country of Italy.
Italy?
Italy.
The lasagna killers?
The lasagna killers. Italy's highest court on Wednesday rejected an appeal by a couple who said they should not have been convicted of obscene acts in public because they had sex outside while the rest of their town was inside watching a soccer match. The couple then, a 60-year-old man and 40-year-old woman, were caught having sex outside in southern Italy in 2006 while the national soccer team was playing in the World Cup soccer quarterfinals in Germany.
My God.
The 60-year-old man has went on record by saying, damn, what a kick to the balls.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
The police officer who broke up their sex act went on record by saying he had to pull a red card.
That's great.
Boom!
That's great.
You know why no one cares about this story?
Soccer reference.
Because no one gives a shit about soccer.
That's true.
Unless they're taking off their shirts.
Absolutely.
Yes. David Beckham can take off his shirt any freaking time he wants to. Just saying.
So you're saying you're a David Beckham lover.
She wants to bend it.
She wants to I want to
bend it like Beckham.
Oh,
except for not Victoria, because she's a fucking bitch.
Ah, well.
I'll just be the next Beckham.
I would put a little spice in that posh.
Here's my question, though. Here's my question is this. Okay, isn't it like sacrilege to miss a soccer game out there?
Especially in the World Cup.
I mean, seriously, that gets... yeah, sure. Let's trample 100 people at a game, push them through fences, but, oh my God, two people are actually having sex out in the open during the game, and they get arrested.
Why wasn't the cop watching the game like all the other fucking cops?
Exactly. What was the cop doing? I mean...
That's
a very good question.
He was probably sitting in the car, like, jacking it.
This is what I'm thinking. He probably had, like, the game on his cell phone, and he just happened to look up and see two people having sex. If you just see two people randomly having sex somewhere, it's like looking at a train wreck. You can't turn
away. You can't look away.
Especially that one of them is 60 years old.
Can you imagine being 60 and just, like, ramming it? Like, no.
I gotta hand to the 60-year-old. At least he's kept it up.
Elton John has a song about this. It's called A Wrinkle in the Wind. Would you like to know the sound that the 60-year-old man was making? All right, so now we turn to the great state of... Nah, hell out of... Oh, California.
California?
California. We're back in the country now.
Oh, good, good. No jet lag either.
No. 16-year-old Vera Oliphant was walking around in a rural area outside of San Diego, searching for cell phone signal to call her mom. But she ended up needing to call out for help after being attacked by a group of rattlesnakes. The San Diego teen was visiting her uncle on October 27 in Jamul. She had walked up a hill trying to get a cell phone signal to give a call to her mom.
What the fuck is this, Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones is on record saying, I know how it feels, bitch. AT&T's on comment saying, our cell phone towers would have worked. More bars and more places.
I mean, attack. That's crazy.
How would you like to get that phone call? Mom? Yes? I'm in a rattlesnake pit.
I will lie. This kind of reminds me of the movie with...
Indiana Jones?
No, not Indiana Jones. This is a totally different movie. Actually, it is from a totally different genre. It's about, God.
I'm sick and tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking pit.
No. Jennifer Lopez was in a movie with, I'm thinking.
Geely?
No, it was, guy from Friends. I think it was one of the main guys from Friends.
Joey?
No, not Joey, the other one.
Matthew.
I think.
Matt LeBlanc.
That's Joey.
Never mind.
Right. Joey's roommate. Selma Hayek. One of them was trying to open the
get
club.
Get your Mexican actresses right, man!
It was Selma Hayek, and,
I know his name, I see his face.
Perry.
Is it Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry, and they're falling in love, and her brothers, who are like, they take him out rattlesnake hunting, and he gets stuck in a pit of rattlesnakes, and the brothers have to save him. I can't remember the name of it. Is it Fools Rush In?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a terrible movie in the end. It's a very, very bad.
I didn't know anybody from Friends still had a career other than Jennifer Aniston.
I didn't either.
It was Matthew.
Which,
Perry.
By the way.
And this was years ago, though. This was years ago. I think late 90s.
Which, by the way, if we actually ever paid you, you probably have a shot with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Well, she's dating everybody, so.
Hey.
She on Facebook?
You might. She might be.
Twitter? I know she's on Twitter.
Try poking her.
I will. Maybe. No, I won't do that.
You're not gonna poke her?
I will poke her, yes.
Remember to practice safe poking.
I will.
Protected poking.
This is bad.
Combat shooting sports, a Florida gun range, has taken the concept of target practice to a whole nother level. Customers can actually engage in simulated combat against other people shooting real guns at each other.
So, wait a second. It's fucking live-action Call of Duty. Yeah, that's what that shit is.
So,
Live-action Call of Duty.
Well, according to them, it's simulated live-action.
I wonder if they can camp, like, in the fucking game, and then everyone starts screaming and bitching, stop fucking camping!
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a guy with a bag of potato chips going,
you're probably eating chips in your mom's basement. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Go take another Coke, bitch.
It is said that this is Universal Studios' attempt to try to make up for the fact that Disney now owns Star Wars.
Oh. Epic fail, man.
That's so bad.
Epic fail. That's, wow. Sounds like, it's like ride the death of Osama bin Laden, ride at Universal.
Just think about this. Think about all the different rides now with, like, Star Wars characters involved in them.
It's like the Death Ride from House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, here's the question that I have to ask about this is, what insane human being would load his weapon, full metal jacket, and get in there and start shooting at people?
Now all I can think about is Gomer Pyle.
I mean, I can see Arlie Ermey going, what the hell?
He's only got one bullet. You gotta nip it in the bud, Andy.
Well, I mean, seriously, what crazy idiot loads his gun with real bullets, puts on straps on a vest or whatever they wear, and shoots each other? I mean, that's like...
Hi, my name is Rusty Shackleford.
The question I have is, if you're in a game like that and your armor fails and you get shot and killed, is that murder?
Huh. What if you have an extra life? Touche.
True!
what if you can find a mushroom?
What if you got points like you did in Call of Duty, too? Like, oh, you got an assist. You got, like, 6 points. Yeah!
I mean, seriously, this is not a joke. Seriously, if you go in and do this, and your armor fails, and you get shot and killed, is it considered, would it be, I mean, would that be murder?
I don't know.
I wonder if you're having to, if these people have to sign waivers.
I want to do it just so I can shoot somebody and go, look at that kill cam!
You get the teabag people like a Halo?
Yeah.
Like if you kill somebody, poof! Oh, yeah!
I mean, is the shooter, I mean, look, you can get up close and personal to somebody with a gun and shoot them. I mean, just bang!
Black Ops HD.
I mean, it's kind of scary to think about. But only Florida.
Rated MA.
but only Florida would do this.
That's true. I mean,
it explains Florida. A lot, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, instead of murdering people out on the streets, let's actually load up and go shoot people.
Let's do it in a building, because that's fun. That's real southern fun.
I'll be honest, I'm really not surprised this is not owned by Disney.
It probably is owned by Disney.
They now own everything.
It is
literally
owned.
Everything.
Expect a check in the mail next week for $22.50, and Disney will own this show. Yeah. Which it will be replaced by just Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
And Mickey Mouse going, ha ha, we own you, ha ha.
They'll knock us down and turn us into another giant parking lot.
Which one of us will be turned into a Disney princess?
Chris!
I'll do it.
And on that note, his coconut-sized genitalia was just the beginning. A man admitted to a Bangkok hospital after an unlicensed olive oil injection meant to enlarge his penis caused an infection so horrible his testicles swelled to the size of the medium-sized fruit. 6 months ago, the 50-year-old man, who is unnamed in reports, reportedly suffered a cut to his penis, but he refused to go to the doctor until it became infected. When he finally went to the hospital, doctors discovered the man had cancer that required his penis to be amputated.
Oh my God. God.
In other notes, the man said it's the first time in his life he's been an extra virgin.
Oh my God.
Rachel Ray endorsed this guy.
What the hell makes you wake up and go, hey, I think I'm going to inject my penis with olive oil today?
Not just any olive oil, extra
virgin olive oil.
Hey, all I have to say is remember to spray.
EVOO, guys, EVOO.
Yummo.
Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Excuse me, guys. I'm kind of hungry. Do you care if I pee in the skillet?
You wouldn't have to have lube for sex.
That's true. Absolutely. And the girl says, oh, I'm dry. No, don't worry, baby.
I'll get you wet, squirt.
It's the ultimate butt sex way of doing it.
Oh, God.
Balls deep.
Hashtag ham sandwich for everyone.
God.
Wait,
how long did it take this guy to go to the hospital after all this?
6 months.
Six months. So he was at his house for 6 months.
And his testicles swelled because he injected olive oil.
Okay, 6 months.
Why?
6 months. At the first sign of trouble, I would be at the fucking hospital. Wait, what about you? Would you let your balls grow to the size of coconuts? Honest to God, would you? And don't say yes. Be honest.
To quote Rowdy Roddy Piper, coconut. No.
Oh, it's like elephantitis, man. It's like
elephantitis of the balls.
Elephantitis of the balls.
The what? Only other man in the world who's ever had balls that big, Robin from the 1966 Batman.
Oh my God. There be no concealing that, though.
Long Robin.
What's that AC/DC song?
We love you, Burt Ward.
What's that AC? Big Balls?
Big Balls.
I have big balls.
You have
big balls.
And that I have the biggest balls of all.
Apparently, olive oil will give you big balls.
Obviously.
Popeye goes, okay, on that note. That wraps it up for episode 6 of the Solitude of Nerdin podcast. For Chris Knight.
Hey.
We're the monkeys, and people say we monkey you around. Laura Ashcraft.
Hey, guys.
I got nothing.
Yeah, try.
She said, hey, like, she's like, hi, and then she's going to leave you. That's
just like every other woman in your life.
Come I know. Yeah. She comes around for about an hour, and then she's gone again.
Well.
And I'm Richard. Join us next time for our Thanksgiving extravaganza. For this edition of the Solitude of Nerdin podcast, we bid you adieu. Hashtag ham sandwich for everyone.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.